What's so great about? What's so great about?
So great about the podcast that asks great questions and gets great answers. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Very well, Terry. Very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, Terry.
So I want to maybe get into a habit of saying this. Of course, the question we're asking this week is what's so great about Netflix? That's
yes.
The mini-series we're on. Just get it, rip that Band-Aid off right away.
We really should have been saying that for the previous 8.
There's so many things I need to be like, we should have been saying. I listen back, I'm like, oh, well, we didn't say that.
Yes, we've each picked 6 Netflix original movies. And our taste in movies, let's say, is very different. So I picked 6
I got a little
that look
more
good.
Class.
Well, it depends who you ask, Terry.
I think you ask anyone.
I've spoken to some people. I got some people
who
on
you
my team.
Who you speak?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't know. She goes to another school.
Yeah. They listen
met
to
her
on podcast.
But yeah, so that's the thing. And also, while we're remembering things that we should always say, thank you very much again to Neil Murray for the excellent What's So Great About Theme Tune. Super talented as well. I seen him on Twitter doing some traditional thing.
Yeah.
On, I didn't know what the instrument was. I was like, Jesus.
Haven't got me notes for the end, but fine, you know, you gotta.
Kind of stepping on my toes here, but all right.
Yeah, it's working. It's all right, whatever. We should really talk before.
I was thinking how incredible it is. Like, we literally just sit down and it's like, right, you ready? And like, there's absolutely no discussion at all as to anything that we're going to say. We just, like, you've watched the movie and you know that I've watched the movie. And the rest is just as it happens.
Well, there it is, as Jeff Goldblum says.
Exactly, famously.
How have you been? No, I'm asking you.
I'm afraid I don't have a whole lot of it. Okay, well, what is it?
Dunya. He got me again.
It is a 7-up free.
Okay, good.
With a nice glass of bourbon, Andy.
Hey, Kentucky, Kentucky made.
Yeah, it's a maker. It's in honor of... you know, justified getting another revival.
Oh, well, I feel like I want to watch it now because it's new Timothy Oliphant content.
Yeah, and you're only like 6 seasons, 10 episodes, maybe 13 a season.
How long is each episode? An hour or 30 minutes?
They're 42. You know, they're like an hour with ads. Okay. So it's not like a Sopranos hour.
Yeah, but is it good, Terry?
Yeah, it's fucking deadly, Andy. Like when we did our whatever top 5 act, was it TV characters or top 5 TV characters?
Yeah.
And like I had your man Boyd Crowder as number 5. You even said when you were watching the clip, you're like, oof. And like, that was just like a one-off, like
I
random scene.
I just, when I seen Justified the first time, I just thought, this is a Sky 1 3 PM show.
It's not. But I will say the pilot is amazing, and then because of circumstances with Walton Goggins, he's like off shooting the film. Like he was supposed to be killed off in the pilot.
Oh yeah, I didn't remember you saying, but he was so good.
He was so good. They're like, we can't do that. So like, instead of him dying of gunshot, he goes to like hospital and then prison. But he was gone doing Predators.
Will it work out? This Anchorman says yes.
Yeah. But then I think he comes back into like 6 or 7 episodes into the season, and then it like really picks up. Whereas you can't do the season 2 thing. Like,
how did you know I was going to say that?
Because I know you.
I think I'm going to just do what I do and start from season 2. And if I love it and I'm starved I'll go back to 1.
No, because you have to watch the pilot. The pilot is amazing. Watch it again. And then you can skip the 5 episodes in between if you like. And then go from when Walton Goggins comes back into it, because it's deadly. And then like season two picks up right after the end of season one. So you kind of, you want that flow. You know what I mean?
What channel is it on?
It's on Prime Video.
It's on Prime?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Okay.
There you go. What channel? Who fucking has channels anymore?
I didn't even hear myself say that. What channel is it on?
It's on
number RT. Two.
Yeah, it's a network two.
Oh, what a time. What a time we live in.
I miss it. I miss it every day.
I watched those South Park.
What did you think?
COVID postcode. Brilliant.
There we go, ready?
They're brilliant. They're just, it's a brilliant show. I've been on a bit of a South Park kick as it is. But it's mad because I was watching all sorts of different seasons and then I stick this on and the quality is just as good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's different, but like the quality is like, I loved what they did with the characters.
Yeah.
Post-COVID things. Like,
Cartman's then, a rabbi.
Yeah.
Stan's a lot like Randy, you know.
That was such a good joke.
Yeah. I don't like, think I finished the second one, actually, so just for spoiler's sake.
Okay, well, the way they end the second one, I think, is very... I don't want to sound like a knob saying like courageous, but like it's very unflinching in like what they do to some of the characters.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay.
They make some bold moves, did they?
Yeah. And really, like, really good choices. Oh. Speaking of bold moves and powerful TV, I finished The Leftovers.
The Leftovers? Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is the one about the 2% of the population disappear.
Oh, yeah.
Man, Andy, this show is, I think it's one of the top TV shows that I've ever seen. Whoa. And it's only 28 episodes.
28?
Yeah.
The Leftovers. Okay, hold on now. Just hold on a second there.
Keep it tight.
Justin Theroux, Carrie Coon, fake name.
She's fucking deadly.
Okay. It's a supernatural mystery drama.
Yeah, but also then, like, that's what the first season is.
2% of the world's population, disappearing. I'm just reading as you're talking.
Yeah, no worries. Like, folks at home, if you have Sky Atlantic or whatever, it's on the box sets. It's fucking...
You know I don't have the box sets.
I said folks at home.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Oh, 28 episodes over three seasons. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, brilliant. The second season changed, like, because they go by, I think it was a novel, the first season, and then they kind of finish up the novel stuff, and then season two and three is all original stuff.
It says here that the first season received mostly positive reviews, though some criticized the series for its grim tone. The series underwent a critical reevaluation during its acclaimed second and third seasons.
And I will say
many referring to it as the greatest television series of all time.
There you go, like, unbelievable. And like,
where's this been hiding?
I think it's because, like, you know, it was kind of just like the ratings were bad. There was no real buzz around it on HBO, but like, it's fucking dead. Like,
I will watch that, Terry.
I couldn't get over it. Like, it floored me, the end of it.
Right.
And some of like, there's an episode, it's by the guy who did Lost. You know the way in Lost had character-centric episodes? They kind of do that here a little bit. But, like, they did an episode about, like, a priest. Like, and his whole thing is that, like, he is, like, going to people and saying, like, oh, not only good people were gone after the departure. So he was going up and he was like, this person that was, like, vanished.
Yeah.
She was cheating on her wife or whatever, you know, this kind of stuff. And, like, people are, like, punching him in the face. They don't want to hear about it. And it's also, like, his religion, his, like, congregation has diminished because nobody really believes in God anymore after this sudden departure. So he has all this stuff going on. And there's an episode on him each season. And they're, like, three of the best episodes of television I've ever seen. That, like, because they treat his whole thing like he is like Job almost, like.
Yeah.
And every time, like, the first episode I was like, oh, this is fucking unreal. And then the second episode, it was like similar, but it was a bit funnier, but it was still like him going through all these like Herculean tasks and everything seems to be against him. And then the third episode, if I could give you the log line for the third episode, it's like he is on a ferry trying to get to Melbourne. The reason he's on a ferry is there's been a nuclear strike. On the ferry, there's like this sex cult that like, worship a lion.
Right.
And it's like, if I give you that log line, it's like, this sounds ridiculous.
I'm in.
Oh, but it was fucking amazing.
How much supernatural stuff is in it?
They say the best way he could describe it, he said, if 2% of the population disappeared, 2% of the show is supernatural. So there is
not that much,
but that kind of the whole thing is the supernatural part isn't the point, but there is stuff there that is like for example, one of the characters, I can't say without spoiling it, but one of the characters seems to have
are you going to spoil it?
Not supernatural qualities, but he seems to have like a second sight for lack of a better
term. You know what, Terry? Say no more. You've charmed me.
They're all fucking deadly actors in it as well. They're all at their A game.
Well, so, it does praise the writing, directing, acting, particularly Coon, and thematic depth. Okay.
Knocked me for a loop. Oh. And I've been trying to I was like, I don't want to download it or whatever like that. Like I wanted to get like a decent stream. And I had it at my fingertips the last while, so I was delighted to get it knocked off my bucket list. Now I need to find something else to watch.
Did you pay full price for it? How'd you get it?
It's on my Now TV.
Okay.
Part of my package from Sky Atlantic.
Okay, excellent. Good recommendation there, Terry. That does actually sound like something I would watch.
I recommended something else to you a while ago, and you never took me up.
I can't keep up, but you can hardly expect me to. You recommend like five things a week to me.
No, I don't.
I don't remember the names of any of them.
I never text you, though. Remember,
Sometimes you text.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Remember, you should remember when I text.
You know, let's not do this here.
Do you remember the thing I texted you about on Disney Plus? Called In and Of Itself.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
No, but I actually genuinely want to watch it.
You fucking love it, man. It's brilliant. It's that kind of like,
that
what
is
would you call it?
Remember.
It's like, you know, like Darren Brown was a big thing before before he became insufferable.
Oh, I beg to differ. I love him even more now.
What?
Oh, man, his book. Have you read Happy?
No, I haven't. You know, I haven't.
It's a great book. Happy. And the tagline is, why everything is more or less totally fine. It's a great book.
I mean, I remember watching that Something Wicked This Way Comes.
Oh, yeah.
That stage show he did. This thing is kind of...
What's your beef with Darren?
It just became a bit...
The Push? Do you like that?
No.
That's what turned you, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of was.
It was his Netflix deal, wasn't it?
Is it on
it's
Netflix?
Eating you up inside. Yeah, that was... He struck
Why
a deal.
Why does he get a deal and I don't, huh?
he's
bad.
Darren Brown.
He's good. You're bad.
anyway, sorry. What was...
So this thing is similar to that in that, like... But it's all about identity. Right. And it kind of questions the nature of your identity. Hmm. And he basically speaks for about an hour and a half, maybe. Like, and it's a filming... of his thing, and it says at the start it's like it was done 522 times, the show itself, so very cleverly it kind of sometimes cuts between performances, so you're on like one performance and then it might cut to like he's like I asked somebody to do this last night, it might cut to another person doing it last night or whatever. But
what's the name of this again, sorry?
In and Of Itself.
Okay.
Derek Delgadio.
Okay, I won't remember that part, but in and of itself.
And it's, I text friend of the show, Colin Pilo, to watch it, and then he texted me back being like, well, that was mental, like after he watched it. I was sitting here watching it, and I was like, I couldn't take my eyes off it, like.
Okay.
And
you're coming in with some hot picks this week, Terry.
I wanted to talk about that for a while. Yeah, I think that was, I think the night I watched it, I had started to get a bit of a, and then I was like, and then I had fucking COVID, didn't I? Derek Delgadio gave me COVID.
I'll never watch it now. I'm on a 2-year hot streak.
Lucky you, huh? Lucky you.
Well, listen, have you got anything else?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Hey, I watched something.
Go on.
I watched a musical.
Okay.
I watched a musical called In the Heights.
Okay. Tell me it was bad. One, just tell me some week, and you know what, Andy? Look, it was fucking shy. Just no, tell me that one week.
It's
how
not
can they all be hits?
They're not all hits.
I want to hear the bad ones.
You're going to hear about it.
Okay.
But this is decent. This is a good movie. Like okay. For the most, I will tell you, the opening 8 minutes, I was on a high. I felt like getting up on my couch and joining in with the dancing, my friend.
Oh, I love
it. It's going to be the outro song this week.
Okay, I'm putting
my foot down. Yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
But it has Jimmy Smith in my brain just being, good morning, Usnavi.
Okay.
Gotta be. I was like walking around my house just saying that randomly.
Okay.
But
I'll listen to the outro song and I'll base.
Intro song. Yeah, 8 minutes intro.
Yeah, but we're playing it for the outro, right?
Oh, yes, of course, yeah. It's the start of the movie.
Okay. Okay, fine.
It's a musical. It's by your favourite Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I tell you what, he's fucking knocking it out of the park, though. Encanto. He did it again.
Yeah.
He bloody did it again.
And yet you hate Hamilton.
No, with such a fiery, vicious passion. But I love Moana. I love Encanto. I think it's actually great.
The worst thing about Moana is, you know the song where it's like, we know the way.
Yeah.
And it's like,
we set a course to find.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not that. It's his voice being like, in wind and he's really like, what? And I was like, that's the worst thing, because I love the music.
Wind,
and like,
you know what my problem is? My problem is his face.
Yeah, he's okay. In it.
You know who he reminds me of? This is such a deep pull. He reminds me of the guy, we might have even mentioned it before, from Seinfeld. When Elaine
Pat
makes,
Buckles?
No, when Elaine makes your man like head of publishing, like that army guy, and your man's like, I bust my hump for this. Okay. Yeah. That's who I think of when I think of Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yeah. Such a deep bull. But yeah, his face, I don't know if it's his little goatee and ponytail combo. I mean, that's not going to work for anyone.
He's an immensely talented individual.
He's very
talented. Like, when I was watching this, I was like, the film itself is okay. It seems very like choppily put together. I was reading that they had to like cut bits of the stage show out.
Right.
And kind of it. But this, like, I was like, so many moving parts, and like how the music changes from singing to like a bit of rapping or whatever, and like it flows into different music styles. And I was like,
the choreography.
We couldn't sit down and write this. You know what I mean? Like, there's something.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Okay,
we could do it.
Me and you write a musical.
Yeah, Patreon next week. How much time you got?
Okay, writing. we could write one about Centra, maybe.
We should finally do it. Centra of Attention, the musical.
Wow. Okay,
that's what we should. I'm gonna think about this.
We need consent forms from everybody that worked there.
I'm about to. Tony gave me an old MIDI keyboard, one that you can plug
cool.
in.
Oh, cool! Yeah.
And I said, I'll make some lo-fi beats, and we'll do some. We'll do a musical.
That's a deal breaker. It cannot be
beats.
Lo-fi. It cannot be lo-fi. It's got to be up-tempo.
Okay, fine. I'll figure it out.
We got to do like the song when, you know, Coleman, me and Mr. Mustard came into the shop. You know, you got to, that can be like the dramatic.
Yeah. Turn, when he Terry, hello.
When he turned heel on us.
He's such a heel. Like, yeah. This old coot.
That old fuck. Anyway, that's good. Pretty much all I've got. Okay. Like,
well, I won't watch the musical, but you sold me on the other two.
Look, it's more for people out there. If you like a musical, this one was pretty good. Not amazing. No, it's no La La Land.
Folks,
I will say that.
Between me and you, we know that in our language, that means avoid. If Terry's saying it's pretty decent, The average punter.
The songs are good. Okay. It's the bit in between. So a couple of the songs, you know, it's a musical. They can be cringy, and you're like, yeah. ugh, this. But that's part of the fun. You're having a drink. You're, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you okay. know. You're having fun. Do you remember fun, Andy?
No, I can't say that I do, Terry.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking now, of fun, want to talk about this movie that we watched this week?
Sure, sure.
All right. We are talking about There's Someone Inside Your House.
Is there?
No. 2021 American slasher film directed by Patrick Bryce. Real name, Donat Patrick Cack Bryce. So it's
point
it out there.
Don't
tell you. He's known for directing Creep, Creep 2. The Overnight.
Oh well, I loved the two Creep movies.
Ah, and Corporate Animals, whatever that is. It was written by Henry Gayden, who is best known for writing the films Earth to Echo and Shazam.
Hmm, I've seen Shazam. Shazam is a bit of fun.
Now, there is not a lot of buff. I don't have any information about the budget or box office, unfortunately.
This one was no box office. There's no. This is a straight to Netflix job.
It was an adaptation of a 2017 novel of the same name.
You're always getting these novels.
I know. Particularly for these like horrors. Yeah. And to be honest, like it premiered at Fantastic Fest.
That's a horror fest, yeah.
And you know, the reception is mixed. Scream is a major influence on the novel and film. And if you notice, in this movie, Zach throws a party in his home while his parents are gone. He wears an identical red outfit, just like Stu from Scream. And
I did notice that, yes.
Both characters have similarities in how that ended too. But, Terry, I am dying to hear.
Why don't we do the prediction thing?
I predict that you really disliked it.
I fucking hated this movie. It's garbage. I tell you right
yes.
now.
Yes. This is what it's like.
It's so bad. And the title doesn't even make sense.
I don't know where they got it from. Like
the title relates to the first 5 minutes, the first kill, and then it's like, well, it's in a corn maze, or you know, in a church. You know, it's not in your house. There's nobody in your house.
Yes, it is misleading.
I was looking forward to this because I Scream is one of my big movies. It's probably the movie I've seen most in my life.
Yeah.
Watched it twice the first weekend I saw it on Vidya. Watched it Friday, watched it Saturday.
You would probably think that they can't screw up a teen slasher.
But
you know?
You know the way we talk about like Netflix being the home for like extra vision weird movies or whatever. This doesn't even feel like that. This feels like one of the like photocopies of a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy of Scream that was just released into the ether and nobody ever heard about it. You know what I mean? Like
that's pretty much spot on, to be honest.
It sucked. Like casting was awful. There was nobody in the cast I liked.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Everything was paper thin.
I didn't really know what it was trying to be. Like, it was like half attempting comedy, half attempting a whodunit, half attempting a slasher. Like, not nearly enough slashing, I will say, as well.
Did you predict that it was going to be Zach?
No.
Because it made no sense that it was Zach as well. Like,
I did know it was going to be one of those, like, fuck you, it's me, like, just because sort of endings, you know?
Yeah, he hated his dad. You know, you get that. But, like, why is he killing his friends?
I'll tell you,
there's no motivation for it doesn't make sense why he killed, say, his friend that was like taking the fucking painkillers or whatever.
Yeah,
like why did he kill him?
Yeah,
made no sense.
Beef for him
made no sense.
I'll tell you the problem as well. There was like three kills in the whole movie.
They're all crap. Like
they weren't great, and all in between. Like no one's really talking about it. Like then they just go back to now all about our feelings, and then
fucking Gen Zers, huh?
You know what I mean? There was a very Gen Z line in there twice when they were like, "It's like who even smokes cigarettes nowadays?"
You know, I mean, I say that though.
Butt it out. so far. I mean, I agree. Who does smoke cigarettes these days? But it seemed very like, you know.
But it didn't seem natural. Didn't like he, no. Like by his own admission, he's not smoking them because he likes them. It's like,
yeah,
whatever. Like I can't even remember what he said. It was like, I like having control over the way I'm going to die.
If I can sum it up in four words, it was bad dialogue, poorly acted.
Yeah, that's very good. Like, if we want to go through some of the like, even the way it starts.
You've got the jock like, Letterman jacket straight away.
Yeah, okay, fine, whatever. But, like, then it's doing the whole Scream thing, you know, yeah. The phone conversation or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's no tension. You know yes. what I mean? Like, if you look at, like, and obviously Wes Craven is a much, much, much better director than this guy. But, like, even the little things in Scream with, like, making popcorn.
Yeah.
And the idea of the popcorn burning or whatever. Like, that is, like,
it adds to the tension.
You're like, take that off. Take that off the whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it gives you something that makes you feel uneasy. Whereas this is just this guy going around. He goes, he's talking to his friend.
You don't care for him.
No. And then he goes to sleep. He wakes up and there's pictures of him like beating the shit out of somebody who like we don't know about, whatever. And then it's like, I do enjoy when somebody's Achilles gets slashed. That's always a good time.
Ankle slicer.
Yeah. It's always a good time. You're gonna have a good time.
I liked the intro. Like I the first 5 minutes. I was like, I didn't particularly care about him, but I was like, okay, great, we've got a kill straight away, and then the titles come in, dun. I love those sort of titles it comes out of nowhere, like, and it's just a real loud noise for like 2 seconds, and then it's gone again.
I tell you what, I didn't like though. I didn't like the mask thing.
I didn't get like, that. It was like it seemed needless.
He's wearing their own face, but also they don't look distinctive enough because I was like,
they don't look anything like them.
Like when, it kind of looked like. The first one kind of looked like your man because maybe he has such a bland face. But like when it's supposed to be the girl or I'm like, which mask is he wearing?
Yeah.
You know, like, or whatever. Like, I don't know.
Even I will say that this movie stank.
It's terrible.
I'll tell you my reasoning for picking it. It was an hour and a half long. That was my go-to. There were some other options there, and I was like, let me check the time. 2:20. Move on. You know. So this was a nice hour 30. I'm like, I can endure anything for an hour and a half movie wise.
But the whole point is we're supposed to be seeing if they're good.
And you know what I was thinking? Yeah. And then I was thinking, I was like, this movie will be a breath of fresh air in the series. You know, nothing too heavy. It'll just be a good old slasher romp. Exactly what we need. A bit of levity after those very serious last few that we both picked, but very serious movies of the last, like, month or two. But it didn't even give us that, like, didn't give us the levity.
I was looking for it.
There was more feelings in this than anything, like, teen feelings.
Yeah, and that's okay, but, like, you have to have a bit of a joke or something in there.
There was a few attempts. It was like it didn't belong. It felt like it didn't belong in 2021. It felt like it was trying to belong almost too much. Yeah, it was like a carbon copy, like you said, of Scream. But it was like they didn't update the sort of formula for this year or for this era. You know what I mean? It was still like, but it wasn't good enough. Sorry, but it wasn't good enough to be like a retro.
Hey, calm down, buddy. I'm gonna go see the new Scream. I think.
Oh, there's a new one.
Oh yeah, Scream 5.
Yeah. Oh. Let me see this.
Yeah.
Scream 5.
No. If you come across any spoilers, It's just called Scream.
Oh wow, is it out?
Yeah, it's out.
Oh, so
you should go.
I might go to that. Oh, I'd be very interested in that. Who's starring?
Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox. They got them all back.
No way.
And then they got a bunch of newbies. They got Dennis Quaid's son, Jack Quaid. You might know him from a little show called The Boys. Google it, pal.
No. No.
Jack Quaid is good.
I don't know him. Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. I'll definitely watch that. Anyway, back to this.
But no, but the problem that it has is it has no identity. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
It doesn't know what it is.
And, like, I kept thinking, like, oh, okay, they're doing the flashback to, like, this, our main character. First of all, what was her name? McCani. Mm-hmm. So her name is McCani something. And then it's like, she changed her name from McCani Woo-Sun to McCani. I was like, well, surely you're going to change the first name, the very distinctive first name that she has.
I was wondering about that. I was like, what was her original name? Like,
her original name was McCani Woo-Sun, and it's like the McCani Williams or whatever it is now.
Like, change it more.
Yeah, like Melissa, whatever. Like, I don't know. You can't just keep the very, very distinct. How many McCanis are you ever going to meet in your life?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you know? there was just something going on. That was the problem. Like, and look, I'm not going to put any rules on you here, Terry. All right, I'm just going to jump around this one. I don't think this movie deserves a full,
House of Pain.
You know, excuse me.
House of Pain, isn't that them?
Jump around. Okay, okay. What can I say? You done me.
Top of the Morning to you. That's another one of their songs.
I thought that. I have a note here. The dialogue is trash. How about some of the kills? Let's talk about the kills. So the first one, he gets his ankle sliced and then stabbed. And then
it's stabbed to the heart, whatever. And then the second one is the church girl.
Student body president.
And even that, like when you're introduced to her and it's like, I'm going to read a letter, my acceptance letter. And I was like, oh, this is kind of funny because she's like talking about how like, oh, our friend was killed or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, then she starts reading it and it's like, it's just didn't make any sense that because you never got the sense of like she's like reading it about like the gender fluid student who was like a girl who I think she identifies as they now as opposed to like he or she, or but it's like they never set it up. It's too quickly. They never set it up that they're enemies or anything like that. And then I didn't even know. Well, that's the thing. She just starts reading the letter about, like embarrassing her, him, they, whatever. That, like, it was like, oh, I can't remember their name, but she was, like, obsessed with space or whatever. And it's just reading this letter, and I was like, okay, I get what you're trying to do, but, like, I feel like you're running at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, just slow here. It like, down.
Slow it down, like, build it. Like, give me a little scene where she's even, like, oh, here comes whatever.
They meet in the hall or something, or in the cafeteria. No, but even
if they're in the cafeteria and she's sitting with her six friends, and it's like, oh, here comes student body president girl.
Yeah. She's
and it's
cool.
Like, oh, what's your problem with her? And it's like, oh, we used to be best friends, but blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
sum it up in a few lines.
Yeah, give me something. This woman, she just keeps going on. And then she gets killed in the next episode. And the next kill. And it's like, they kind of seemed like they were going to be setting it up that she was going to be kind of the antagonist.
Yeah.
And she's gone straight away. And there was a whole thing about, like, white supremacy that was just kind of tacked on there.
There was, like a hate speech on a podcast that was playing in the church. And that was the other thing. Like, this killer...
That's thinking, you're doing 2021 Mad Libs. It's like, okay, what's in... Like, what's going on in the world? It's like hate speech and podcasts.
It says podcast. Okay. Hate speech on a podcast. Yeah. Okay, we got ourselves a movie. But,
And
then, so, like, she got a knife through the mouth or something.
Is that what it was? Yeah, because she gets the knife stuck
Stuck through the confession box, and then he ran around the other side and just shoved her head into it or something.
Oh,
she was hung up. The hanging thing, like...
It's always good, but, like, it's just, again, talking about Scream, it's like, they did it so much better in
something
that
interesting on the television there?
I'm just checking, you know, I'm just checking.
See, now, it was less noticeable when you were checking the match when you were watching it on your phone or on your computer, because then I could just see your eyes glaze over, but at least you were looking at me. Now you're turning your head a full 90 degrees here. It's very distracting.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd rather
fuck you, man.
I'd rather do commentary for this match than talk about...
What's the score?
1-0 to Man United.
Okay.
I'm going to turn it off. All right?
You're bastards. I'm sorry. No, I shouldn't have called you.
No, it's fine. You can just take it all out and start from here. Okay. But, like, Scream did the whole hanging up inside out better in their first scene. Like, this, it was just like a weak retread. Yeah. Like, say, it's an homage to Scream. It's like, yeah, but, like, didn't care about this girl.
Like, they, the original. I didn't even know she was like, an antagonist, to be honest.
But that's what I mean. They kind of hint, like, they're going to be, because it was, like, a real unprovoked attack at one of our six friends, you know what I mean? Like, that we're supposed to care about.
And then I thought, okay, he's killing off people who did something bad.
Bullied but people, like, or whatever. It's like,
but what happened to, with your man who...
Rodrigo? Took
the pills. Yeah, like, what did he do? He didn't do anything. He's just dead.
It's just like, he's dead.
Can't remember how he died.
But it was also, like, the stupid thing. It was, like, secrets. They're telling everybody secrets. Like, the white supremacy thing was her secret. The jock at the start, his secret was that he beat up a member of his
initiation.
And it was because he was gay, I think they said.
But can he push someone into a fire and kill him, I guess?
Yeah, again, that was like... No, she didn't kill her. They made sure that she didn't kill her. She was burned to a crisp.
Okay.
And that was the big catharsis at the end. It's like, she rings her to see how she is. But it was also like... And it's such a fucking cheat that it's like... The cheer squad or the swim team or whatever it was, they made us get so drunk and fucked up that it was like we weren't responsible for our actions.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Don't care. And they kept flashing back to it as if it was some big thing. And also, it was like, oh, it cost my parents their marriage, so I went to live with my grandma.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like, because it kept showing the fire. I was like, oh, her parents died in a fire or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, no. She just left. They don't care about her. Then, like, you know, their parents split up, so she doesn't go live with one of them. She just goes live with her grandma. So the parents just like, yeah, it's fine. Like, we're off doing our own thing.
No,
you're gone to live with your grandma with a new name or whatever. Like, and it's like, give me something here. Like,
that's what I mean. All that shit in the middle of it.
But like that, the little things make movies good.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, this is it. Like, it is the little things that, like, you're like, oh, that attention to detail really makes the world, like, feel lived in and feel like...
Yeah, a bit fuller.
Yeah, whereas this is just like, ah, yeah, look. It's like when you're in college and you're like, shit, I have an assignment due tomorrow and I've got to just get anything in.
Yeah.
And if this is what this script feels like. It's like, here you go. Netflix is like, great, okay, because we have to start tomorrow. So I'm glad you gave me this script Wednesday because the cameras are ready to go Thursday. So we're just going to get everybody together and do the script.
The real script got destroyed 2 days before and they had to pen this movie real quick. Not nearly enough killings and not nearly enough talking about the killings. It was just
That's three.
Yeah.
And then...
Who else?
You think... McCanny almost gets killed.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. Your man, the gay footballer,
she runs off and she gets in the taxi with your man, who's super creepy but goes nowhere. Like,
that's it. Like, I was like, oh, maybe it'll be him. And then I was like, oh, like, it'd be too obvious if it was him. But then I was like, you know what? I'd actually prefer if it was him. At the end, I was like, I prefer if it was the creepy fucking taxi man than Zach, who's like Mr. fucking super stoner. He, you know.
Did you watch this one by yourself or did Faye watch this one?
I watched it by myself.
Yeah, spared her.
Fucking right. Like, Jesus. I was excited to watch this. And I was
so
like,
was I.
Yeah.
I was like, great, this will be a bit of fun. Like, a slasher. Even the thumbnail, I was like, yes. Okay, I see a bunch of high school kids and I see blood on the thing. And I'm like, great.
No. I would have preferred if they'd made it like... Normally the end of Scream is like... a big house party in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Or like something like Cabin in the Woods where it's a bunch of kids in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Do that and then have one home invader trying to pick them off one by one.
Yeah.
Way better. Way more interesting.
This was too scattered, you know what I mean?
It was like...
And now you... and then one of the girls died. She got tasered and then stabbed or something. Or
like
in the fountain.
That was Rodrigo.
Oh, that was whatever. The guy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that was the guy with the pills.
Oh, okay.
But that was the last kill. And even, like, there's a weird thing where it's like, he, like, the gay footballer gets stabbed, right?
Yeah.
Because she's convinced it's her crush that is doing all this, because it's a taser. And he know, like, he, his brother works in the police department. He knows about her past or whatever like that. Like,
yeah.
And she almost gets set on fire.
Yeah,
only,
yeah.
Only that, like, I don't know. It was
he
like,
hears a noise and then someone coming in, and then she like tackles him to the ground.
He literally has the lighter in his hand.
That's
gasoline. I fucking hate that. Like,
I have a big pet peeve in movies when someone's got something over someone like that, like a fire over someone poured in gasoline, and they get hit and they stumble, like, just drop it.
Yeah.
Like, just drop it down. You know, even if you got hit, you would probably just drop it down. This whole, like, whoa.
It's such a fucking, it's a cheat, is what it is. It's a cheat. And, like, the whole thing, like, that was the last kill comes about half an hour into the movie. It's a 90-minute movie. There's a good 40-minute stretch of, like, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, 40. And then, like, the other plot line is Zach's dad is buying up all the land for corn,
I guess.
Yeah, like, he's the rich guy. And then he's, like, talking about, like, he brings in his own private security, which fucking goes nowhere. Like, what was the point?
Also,
like,
it's
like, oh, we need to bring in private security because we want the big corn festival to go ahead. Again, like, I'm saying this, I feel like I'm running a fever, like, talking about this movie. Like,
just, well, let's, like, talk about the end then, because we're back in the tall grass, really, at the end.
I wish there was a midnight special.
The corn is set ablaze and they're called back by Zach. You're like, oh, you gotta help me, or whatever like that. Pretty good killing of Zach killing his dad with that sword, like, right through.
I don't know, like,
because or whatever it was.
Yeah, but it's just so, like, quick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That it was like, oh, he's just slit, and there it is. And that's it, like, you know, it was like, there's, like, this sword. It's like it's a fucking Hattori Hanzo, you know, sword from Kill Bill or whatever, that it's like, it just can slice through anything, you know, and it's so, like, there's no, like, it sliced all the way up through him. And then he kind of has, like, a little shit fit that he's like, no, this is not the way I had it planned or whatever.
Classic, like, oh, we're seeing the real person now. Like, such a complete 180 on their character. It's like, no, and I would have gotten away with it too.
Yeah.
Like, when they were perfectly normal the first time.
And it's, I don't know. Yeah, like, it was never normal, but it was more, this is just a big kind of swing switch or whatever, like, that it's like, oh, okay, this is just, you would never have convinced me that it was like that Zach was displaying these tendencies,
yeah, because it just comes out of nowhere. Look, I'll level it with you, Terry. I don't even really want to talk about this movie anymore.
What are we at? This will be our shortest episode ever.
I got nothing else to say. I mean, it's just, I'll hold my hands up here. This one's bad, on me.
Bad choice. Bad
this one's
choice.
On me. Let me. Well, let's vamp a little bit. Let's. First of all, what would you give it out of 10?
4.
4. Okay. Should we put it in our rankings here?
It's bottom for me.
Very bottom.
Yeah.
Worse than no one gets out alive.
No one gets out alive is fucking. You know what? Actually, I'm gonna make it 3.
Citizen Kane. Yeah. Compared to this.
No one gets out alive as Mank compared to this. Let me tell you.
Okay, so this. Well, this is very interesting, Terry. Actually,
it's worse than Mank. Like,
there's someone. That's your last inside. Okay, so your picks, Terry,
are all top. Yes,
are all top. And I can't help but notice that all of my picks are hanging around the bottom of yours. Devil All the Time, The Forgotten Battle, Tall Grass, No One Gets Out Alive, There's Someone Inside Your House.
Yeah.
You've got some nerve.
Pick better movies, man. His House was the one I wanted.
Great ones.
His house was the one I wanted to see off your list. And
Tallgrass was good. Forgotten Battle was good.
Yeah, they're both good. The Tallgrass is fun. But Tallgrass I gave 6.5. Like,
okay.
You could easily go 7. You know, I had fun with it.
I would agree with your rating. My ranking.
No, but you can't say that Mank was worse than this.
I'm going to say that.
Oh, Andy.
I'm going to say that.
You're a fucking Mank joke.
Is bottom. There's someone inside your house. Second bottom. No one gets out alive. Third bottom.
They're hanging around.
They're better movies than Mank.
They surely aren't. Like, they're not better written. They're not better made.
Mank was an anomaly to me. I've never seen. Now, yeah, maybe this is why it's so good. Maybe it's so good because people like me don't get it. Maybe that's why people like you
to get it.
like movies like this. I couldn't understand. That was the only reason I stopped watching Mank was because there was literally no point. There was no point in me continuing to watch it. I would have been just as in the dark, only I'd have wasted an hour. And there was good shit. That was when Get Back came out, I remember. It was good shit I wanted to watch.
Did you finish Get Back yet?
I'm stuck here, a prisoner. What?
Did you finish Get Back yet?
Oh, you better believe it.
I still haven't finished it.
I might actually watch it again.
Okay. We'll do an episode one day.
It's brilliant.
That's us for you. We fucking do it when it's out of the zeitgeist.
When it's cold
fish and dead. Yeah. Nobody's tweeting about it anymore. And now the episode you've been waiting for. Get Back.
In 2027. Yeah. Well, look.
Garbage pick. Garbage movie. You're a garbage person.
Okay. All right now. Okay. Well, that's fair.
Yeah, let me see. All fair. White Tiger is next. White Tiger. It's been described as a Scorsese style rags to riches gangster movie. In India.
Okay.
You kind of lost me with the last bit.
White Tiger. Let me just have a drama film. Blah 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 blah. Produced by blah 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 blah. Yeah. What's that about? Give me IMDb. Wikipedia is rubbish. Sorry, Terry, and everyone listening. This is terrible.
Oh, my lord. Huh?
Okay, here we go. Slow. It's about everyone. An ambitious Indian driver uses his wit and cunning to escape from poverty and rise to the top. An epic journey based on a New York Times bestseller. Now, let me just take a guess. I haven't even seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this one is 2 hours 30 plus. And
I don't know. I don't look at the times.
All right, it's 2 hours. 2 hours 5.
Yeah? How's
You're
that?
Back lucky.
How's that crow taste? What way did you prepare it? Did it in the air fryer? Did you do that crow in the air fryer?
Sure did. I don't get the reference now.
You're eating crow because you were wrong. You never
is that
heard
an expression,
that
by the way?
Yeah.
Eat crow.
Yeah. Eat crow, dirtbag.
Because I've heard
you,
that before.
You are the dirtbag.
Okay. And I thought it was from Always Sunny.
What? Like?
The phrase, eat crow. I'd heard someone say eat crow before, and I thought it was an Always Sunny reference.
Hmm.
Like when Frank eats that crow. And then there's the whole fight milk stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Boy, was I foolish. Thank God I never admitted
that
publicly.
What goes on in that brain of yours?
You don't want to know.
I actually don't.
Well, listen, on that note, you can catch us on the socials. On Instagram, yes, at What's So Great About Pod, at Twitter, at WSGA Pod. Instagram is where you'll find links to everything we do, latest episodes, Patreon freebies if you want to see what our Patreon's all about, and links to said Patreon.
Oh, the Patreon. This is where I come in. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to subscribe for the low fee of $5 a month, €4.50, and we don't know what it is in sterling.
Frankly, we don't want to know.
You'll get much, much better content than this episode. Let me tell you right now.
Well, don't tell them that.
Well, if they listen to this episode, they're going to... Well, how are we going to sell them on coming?
Okay, fair
enough. Yeah. So this week on the Patreon, we have a great top five for you. It's top five movie soundtracks. It's hot off the heels of are tremendously fun. And quite frankly, I listened back to it. I thought it was a great, one of our better episodes.
I think so
of
too.
Our top five number ones in our lifetime. We got very excited.
Very.
Lots of singing, lots of, oh, lots of that stuff.
The playlist,
Terry.
The playlist is available on the link in our Instagram bio if you want to get down with us and hear some of the greatest bangers the 90s ever produced. It's on our link. It's on, our Instagram link.
So apart from that, you get four episodes a month. You know, you get one free, you get one on the Patreon, and they're a bunch of fun stuff. And you also get all our back catalog of our What's So Great Abouts that aren't available on the main feed, such as What's So Great About Marvel, What's So Great About 90s Action Movies, What's So Great About Ryan Gosling, yes, and What's So Great About Big Willy's Flops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies. Does he elevate them? Well, you're just going to have to tune in to find out.
We've also got a bunch of other top fives. Top five acting performances.
Top five Beatles songs.
Beatles songs. Top five.
Needle drops.
Needle drops. Our perfect day. Our dream festival. Pitching movie ideas to each other that we come up with. It's a lot of fun.
They are very fun, and because we record them second, we are giddier, and I think it kind of descends into a bit of madness / hilarity, hopefully.
We record two podcasts a session. The first one is this one, and the second one is the Patreon, and the later it gets, the loopier it gets, usually.
Equals fun.
Yes.
Yeah. But if you can't afford the Patreon fee, well, you can do something else for me. Now, Andy.
Yes?
This movie was terrible, and I don't have a gimmick to go with it, so I just need... Oh, here we go. There's a grand total of 4 kills in that movie, but I don't want to force
there. There might have actually been 5.
Was there? Who?
Yeah.
I can only think of 4. That's 4 with him. Oh, and the killer. So the killer died. So 5 kills in the movie. Give me a 5-star review.
Hey.
How about that? You can do it. You can do it on Apple Podcasts. You can do it on Spotify. Spotify is actually, you know, be a good one if you're following us there. Give us a review on
you
on
Android that users thing. Can't hide anymore.
Yeah, you sons of bitches.
Excuse me.
The amount of messages I got from people being like, "How do I do something on Apple for a review?" I'm like, I don't know. Just do it.
I was looking at our demographics recently.
18 to 49.
Excuse me?
18 to 49.
It is
white cis male.
25 to 35. Let me see if I can actually just... If you just bear with me for a second there,
Chair. Sure.
Analytics. Right up. I'm bringing it up right now. All time analytics. Now, I won't give you the listens. I won't be crass and give you the total.
Please
listens.
Don't.
That's just for our ears only. Do you know what our... I'll tell you this. Do you know what our most successful episode, our most listened to episode ever is?
Is it that 80s one still?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's like by a good mile.
Really
like
dragging our feet
7
still.
Or 8 listens a week. It just keeps clocking up. I don't get it. I don't believe it. I don't know. Some of it must be bots. I always just assume.
I mean, I don't care if the bots are listening. Good for the bots.
I'll take it. A number is a number, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Now, it's just loading the rest. So, here we go, right? Gender. Male, 91.2%. Female, 8.8%.
Okay.
Okay, and that's all time. So, we may have lost some. We may have brought some. Demographic. 58% of our demographic is 25 to 34-year-olds.
And then
20% is 18 to 24, 20% is 35 to 44. And the last bit, the platform, the most listened to platform by some mile is Apple Podcasts at 43%.
Really? So many Apple users out there.
The next highest is Spotify at 12%.
And then am I like 0.5% or 0.2%?
What are you?
Stitcher.
1.3%.
Hey, that's me.
So there you go.
Yeah, thanks for that.
No problem. Brought it to a screeching halt. But yes, there you go.
Well, if you made it this far and you've listened to all of Andy's spiel, You're doing the Lord's work.
And I love you for it.
There it is.
I love you, listeners of the podcast.
Yes, he does, you know, folks. And well, you, if you subscribe to the Patreon, you might just get that sweet, sweet L from me.
Is that how we're signing off?
Good okay. morning, okay. Who's Navi?
Lights up on Washington Heights. Up at the break of day, I wake up and I got this little punk I gotta chase away. Pop the grape at the crack of dawn. Sing while I wipe down the awning.
Hey, y'all, good morning.
Ice cold piragua, palcha, china, cherry, strawberry, and just for today, I got my mate.
Oye, piragüero, ¿cómo está?
Como siempre, señor Usnavi.
Ice cold piragua, palcha.
I am Usnavi, and you probably never heard my name. Reports of my fame are greatly exaggerated, exacerbated by the fact that my syntax is highly complicated, because I immigrated from the single greatest little place in the Caribbean, Dominican Republic. I love it, Jesus, I'm jealous of it, and beyond that, ever since my folks passed on, I haven't gone back. God damn, I gotta get on then. Oh, the milk is gone bad. Hold up just a second. Why is everything in this fridge warm and tepid? I better step it up and fight the heat, cause I'm not making any profit if the coffee isn't light and sweet.
Woo-hoo! Abuela, my fridge broke. I got café, but no con leche.
Ay, Dios. Try my mother's old recipe. One can of condensed milk.
Nice. Oh, hey, your lottery ticket.
Paciencia y fe.
That was abuela. She's not really my abuela, but she practically raised me. This corner is her escuela now. You probably thinking I'm up Schitt's Creek.
I've never been north of 96th Street.
Well, you must take the A train. Even farther than Harlem to northern Manhattan and maintain. Get off at 181st and take the escalator. I hope you're writing this down. I'm gonna test you later. I'm getting tested. Times are tough on this bodega. 2 months ago, somebody bought Ortegas. Our neighbors started packing up and picking up. And ever since the rent went up, it's gotten mad expensive. But we live with just enough.
In the Heights, lift the lights and start by day.
Kevin Rosario, he runs the cab company. He struggles in the barrio. See, his daughter Nina's off at college. Tuition is mad steep, so he can't sleep. Everything he get is mad cheap.
Good morning, Usnavi.
Pan caliente, café con leche.
Put $20 on today's lottery.
Okay, must be a lucky day.
Gotta be.
Oh my God, you're so excited.
My Nina flew in at 3 a.m. last night.
Sweet, abuela's been cooking all week.
Compay, when I see you this weekend, are we gonna eat?
So then Miss Senya walks in the room. She smells sex and she perfume.
Oh, no.
It smells like one of those trees that you hang from the rear. Grabs a bat and kicks in the door.
Carla.
He's in bed with Jose from the liquor store.
No, no me diga. And that's Cuca, the salon ladies.
Thanks, Usnavi.
Cuca.
Adios, papi.
Bye.
Sonny, you're late.
Chillax. You know you love me?
My cousin running, just another dime a dozen. Mom and pop stop and shout. And oh my God, it's gotten chewed on hot. Like my man Cole Porter said, people come through for a few cold waters and a lottery ticket. Just a part of the routine. Everybody's got a job, everybody's got a dream. They gossip as I sip my coffee and smirk. The first stop is people hop to work. What's it? I'm like $1, $2, $1.50, $1.69. I got it. You want a box of condoms? What kind? That's two quarter waters. The New York Times, you need a bag for that. The taxes added. Once you get some practice at it, you do rapid mathematics automatically. Selling maxi pass, fuzzy dice for taxi cash. Practically everybody stressed, yes, but they press through the mess. Bounce checks and wonder what's next.
In the Heights, I find my coffee and I go. I find my coffee and set my sights on only what I need to know.
I need to know.
Ready?
Don't let me get a Milky Way.
Yep.
And let me also get a
Daily News
and the Post
and the most important my
Boss's second coffee, one cream, five sugars.
I'm the number one earner.
What?
The fastest learner.
What?
Bossy can't keep me on the damn back burner.
Yes, he can.
I'm making moves, I'm making deals, but guess what?
What?
Still ain't got no skill.
Party hard.
Yo, Vanessa, show up, yeah.
Shut up.
Hey, little homie, don't get so upset.
Man.
Tell Vanessa how you feel. Buy the girl a meal on the wheel, or you ain't got no skill.
And I'm on that downtown train.
Well, your coffee's on the house.
Okay.
Well, Navi Escarado.
No way. I'll see you later, so.
Whoa, bro.
Yo, smooth operator. Oh, damn. There she go. Yo, bro. Take a walk outside, you look exhausted. Boss, don't let life slide. The whole hood is struggling, times is tight, and you're stuck to this corner like a street light. Yeah, I'm a street light, choking on the heat. The world spins around while I'm frozen to my seat. The people that I know I'll keep on rolling down the street. But every day is different, so I'm switching up the beat. Because my parents came with nothing. They got a little more, and sure, we're poor. But yo, at least we got the store. And it's all about the legacy they left with me. It's destiny. And one day I'll be on the beach with Sonny writing checks to me.
Ain't